Well, good morning, brethren, for all those that are here and for those that are listening to us by way of cybercast. We in Lafayette have been doing cybercast for a few years, I would say, and we like to always recognize those from around the world that listen. Today, I'd like to ask everyone a question to begin, and I'm not sure if they have the same company out here on the West Coast. We have a company back home known as Verizon. It's our local telephone service company. And they have an ad on TV and on the radio that the gentleman says the same line over and over and over again. And that line is, "Can you hear me now?" And then he moves a few feet and he says, "Can you hear me now?" And then he moves again. Oh, excuse me. "Good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Oh, hi, Dad. Hi. Yes. Who's here? Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, CJ's here. Tina, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see David. He's way in the back. And Leanne and the children. Who? Oh, of course. Yeah, Mr. Uber is right in the front row. Do you want me to say something? No? Not at this time? Okay. Well, no. I understand. We're extremely happy, Dad, that you've called this morning. I'm so used to the morning, Dad, it being in Lafayette. I'm still on the Central Time. I spoke to my older brother this morning, yes? Oh, yes. I will tell everyone what you want me to tell them this afternoon. About communication? Yes. And prayer? Oh, yes. Of course, yes. We love you, too. We'll talk to you soon. And thanks so much for calling. Brethren, that was a form of communication, what I just had on this telephone. And what is communication? Communication first is a noun. Communication is, of course, you know, the act of communicating. But more importantly, it's the exchange of thoughts, messages, or information, or as by a speech, or signals, writing, or behavior. It's interpersonal rapport. It's the act of technique of using words effectively with grace in imparting some form of a message or an idea. And now I'd like to move on to what is prayer? Prayer is also a noun, and prayer is the act of making a reverent petition to God, an act of communion with God, as in devotion, confession, praise, or thanksgiving, a specially worded form used to address God, a fervent request. When I was a young teenager, I used to take walks at night. And at that particular time, I used to walk and talk to God by looking up at the sky. I'm from the background of a Catholic religion, and for some reason, God didn't have that in my future past, so I began to talk to God at night. It was something I felt that eased me. I felt very comfortable with it. And as I grew and became a young man, I continued walking and talking to God at night. But the message changed a little bit, and my wording changed a little bit. I began to realize that by myself, I could do nothing. But with God, all is possible. When I became more timely and interested, what I was beginning to learn, that knowing God by effective prayer, each of us, no matter how old or how young we may be, whether we be 5 or 55, it is important by knowing God by effective prayer. And that's what I like to discuss with you this morning. We all need to spend quality time with our Father in heaven. It is essential in a good relationship. When we have a good relationship, we must have fervent, sincere prayer daily. Fervent in the Bible comes from Strong's 1756. It's to activate its effectiveness, its power. And sincere is pure. It's unadulterate. If we take it from, and I'll be using the New King James this morning, 1 Peter 1:22, it says, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." And if we move on to 1 Timothy 1:5, it says, "Now the purpose of the commandments is to love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith." When my two oldest daughters, which my wife and I have four daughters and one son, our two oldest daughters, Nicole and Tina, when they were teenage years, just a while back, Tina, right, they used to talk to different individuals on the phone. And some of you parents out there, or older parents, can probably recollect some of these same situations. They would get off the phone, and I would say, "Tina, who are you talking to?" "Not anyone, Dad, no one." No one special? No. I'm just speaking to one of my friends." "You were? Then what's all this?" That was her response. That was a signal to me that she was speaking to someone special. Someone that wasn't just her girlfriend around the corner or down the street. And my oldest daughter, Nicole, was very similar. But Tina always had that little giggle. She had that giveaway signal, you know, that it was someone, you know, that just wasn't a girlfriend. It was that someone special. And we also have someone special. We have someone special that makes us feel, you know, that we're wanted or cared for. Maybe it may be your mom. Maybe it's your dad. If you're married, it's your husband or wife. Maybe it's your grandma or uncle or aunt or cousin. Brethren, I'm here today to tell every one of you that there are many ways that the Father in heaven has a relationship with you, and that is through prayer. He does care about you. Every small prayer, every long prayer that you may have, whether it is in the morning, whether it is in the afternoon, or whether it's in the evening, those prayers matter to him. Fervent, sincere, special relationships with God are developed over time. And if we go to Isaiah 55:6, it says, "Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call upon him while he is near." You and I can find God the Father. We know who he is, we know where he is, and we all have his telephone hotline through our older brother Jesus Christ. Brethren, do not be afraid to take advantage of this wonderful blessing that we have been given. Prayer is the very powerful tool in God's hands for helping us change our lives, no matter if we're 13 or 65. I see a lot of young people in this congregation. God listens to your prayers, how simple they are or how detailed they are. And prayers come in different ways to God. Prayers are, as I mentioned, very powerful as we communicate by prayer with God. After I was called and I began to realize that there are many aspects of prayer and sharing most inner thoughts and feelings, such as I mentioned, my dreams, my desires and needs, with my older brother and Father in heaven, by prayer there can be a full composite picture of how we are to God physically and spiritually. You can laugh in your prayers, and you can cry in your prayers. You can sing in your prayers to God. You can pray on your knees, which is a very important part of prayer. But you also can pray to God walking in the park, driving your motor vehicle. You can be, say for instance, just reviewing scripture and all of a sudden begin to pray to God. There is no set mold to prayer. God will hear you when you open up your mind and heart to Him, and your whole heart, your whole being, because He knows who you are. So it's a relationship with Him. It's a communication, and that open communication through prayer is very important. As we communicate by prayer with God, we are knowing God by effective prayer. I like to read in Matthew 6:6, it says, "But you, when you pray, go into a room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. This is one way of praying. As I mentioned, Jesus, as we read in Matthew 14:23, went up to the top of the mountain and prayed to God. Or, on the other hand, if we go to Kings, in Kings, 2 Kings 25, we read that, "I have heard your prayers, and I've seen your tears." There may be times that you may hit low points in your life, or you may be talking about a friend or a family member. You may cry aloud out to God, and He hears those prayers also. And then, of course, we can move on to Acts 16:25, where it says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." That was a joyous time. So we can laugh with him too, as I mentioned. We need to put forth the initiative to contact God. Yes, I did use the phone to get you awakened of what was going on this morning. But we're the ones who have to initiate the prayer. There's a joke that always comes to my mind that one of the elders told me in church, and by elders I'm saying an older gentleman this time, not an elder of the church. And I'll just summarize it real quick. He said there was this man that kept praying to God every day. And he kind of had like a Jewish background, you know, and he kept asking God, "Oh, God, please, please, God." He said, "Help me win the lottery. Help me win the lottery." And this went on for days and days. And then one day he was walking with a friend, and he was praying, you know, "Oh, please, God, help me win the lottery." And all of a sudden, the clouds parted, and a light shone down on him. And they both look up, and they heard the thunder. And all of a sudden, they heard the voice, "Buy a lottery ticket." Works are very important. You have to put energy into things. You see, there are four facets of prayer. One is giving thanks. Two is giving praise. Three is making requests. And four is sharing your life, communication. In 1 Peter 3:12, I can read, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to your prayers." His ears are open to those who are trying to walk the right path. "Yet we may stumble, yet we may fall, He will pick us up, just as soft, and set us upon the right path." He does listen. when you pray, when you open up your Bible, blow the dust off it, and read His Word. But if it sits on a shelf, or you never go into your special place to pray to God, or walk at night, or listen to music and decide to pray to God, if you don't have that open relationship, that contact, as you do maybe with your husband, your wife, your brother, sister, aunt, or uncle, or cousin, you have developed over a period of time a good relationship, and that relationship needs to be worked on, to be shared. That is growing. Then he will know who you are. He will understand who you are. He will understand what your needs are. There are many scriptures that we all know of. As I mentioned, in giving thanks, I could read from Colossians 4:2, where it says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Giving praise from Nehemiah 1:5-6. It says, "And I said, I praise Lord God of heaven, O great, awesome God." Our God is an awesome God. Making requests, if we move on to Numbers 12:13, says, "So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, Please heal her, O God, I pray." And sharing your life, such as in Psalms 55:17, as I mentioned earlier, evening and morning and noon, "I will pray, I will cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Brethren, communication by prayer is the true raw form of love, which God is made of, pure love. And how do we communicate to God our Father? Through our older brother Jesus Christ. And now I would like to take a few minutes for you to just to relax and to listen. Please listen to the songs of this, the words of this song by Celine Dion, and it's "Have You Ever Been in Love?" And when you do listen to the words, remember, can you hear me now? Thank you.